This is Train for Trades Guild Radio with Tom Jinks.
Hello, I'm Mike Parrish. I'm from Malden in Essex, and I'm on the Level 2 plumbing course.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, mate.
So, Michael, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I was a CNC engineer. Before that, I was a toolmaker, served a four-year craft apprenticeship.
So you're on the plumbing course. Have you always been interested in plumbing then?
No, not to start with. I was going to say I started off working with an apprenticeship with an engineering company, and I did some maintenance work for 6 months, which involved a little bit of plumbing. But most of it was hydraulics and pneumatics. But then I started to tinker around with stuff at home. I actually had a plumber come out and flood my own bathroom. And I actually thought to myself, well, I can do a better job than him. And that's why I took it on.
So you just mentioned you've got a little bit of plumbing experience. What sort of experience have you been getting outside of your course then?
I started my own little part-time business, working for a couple of landlords and a builder. Just working with another plumber on site, doing bathrooms, one-offs, emergency call-outs, that sort of thing to start with. And it's just grown from there. So I know once I finish my course, that I've got some work to actually start, bathrooms and other bits and pieces. And after that, I'm going to be trying to do my gas as well, because landlord certificates I've been asked to do recently by the landlord that I've done the bathrooms for. So there's definitely going to be work in the pipeline for me there as well. So it's definitely worth carrying on and progressing further.
Can you tell us a bit about how you got that experience then? How did you approach those landlords? How did it work?
Well, basically what I did to begin with was I started the course. I went down to see, because we rent a place anyway. I went to see the landlord and said to him I was doing a plumbing course, and if he had any small jobs come up, you know, give us a look, because I'd like to get myself up and running. And within a few days, he started piling quite a bit of work on me, and he was quite happy with the results. And he told other people, and it's just sort of gone from there, really.
So you're on your practical training at the moment. How's that going?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It's real. I love being down here. It's definitely a nice break to come down. The instructors are really helpful. They helped me, you know, quite a lot. I've learned quite a lot from it.
So you're on your fifth and sixth week of the practical training.
Yeah.
What sort of stuff have you been doing in those 5 and 6 weeks?
Well, week five I started today, and it's all lead work, so welding lead, doing the chimney work, flashings.
So you mentioned the practical training. How are you finding the studying at home, the theory part of the course?
Yeah, I found that okay. I've got two small children, so I always try and study in the evenings once they've all gone to bed, and I just try and chill out a bit in the evenings and do it then.
Have you got any advice you'd give to people who are thinking of doing what you're doing and retraining as a plumber?
Yeah, I think if you make a decision that you want to do plumbing, just go for it. I mean, I'm an R about it. I made a decision that I wanted to change my career. I was fed up with doing engineering. I've been doing it for years and years. And I knew I had an opportunity to do it, so I just went for it.
So, Michael, if you had to sum up then for us your whole experience with Training for Trade Skills and how your course has gone so far, what would you say?
Yeah, if anyone out there is thinking of doing it, just go for it. I don't look back on my other job now at all. It's one of the best moves I've ever made. I'm perfectly happy. I'll get the work, start and finish times basically when I want. And it's freed me up. I get more time with my family now than I ever had. And the money's not bad either. So it's well worth doing.
That's great, Michael. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
You have been listening to another podcast from Train for Trade Skills Radio. To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.